Our aim is, I am certain I have full dominion over hell, backsliding. I'm certain I have full dominion in all situations that may come my way. I'm seated with Jesus in all his glory, far above powers and principalities. Singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah. Shouting hallelujah to God. Singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah, and shouting hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise God, praise God. I would like us to take a moment and pray for all church workers all over the world. We're going to pray for them that God Almighty will sustain them. That God will strengthen every church worker all over the world. That God will surround them with His holy presence. The Lord will give them a new song to sing. Let the Lord deliver them from the snare of the wicked one. Pray that God will open doors for them. Pray that God will open doors of partnership. God will bring in the right friends into their lives. Pray that the Holy Spirit will lead them. The Holy Spirit will take over their lives and their family. Pray and ask the Lord to destroy every works of darkness. Ask the Lord to establish every church worker. Pray and ask the Lord to make the vision very clear in their lives. Ask the Lord to make them overcomers. Pray and ask the Lord to turn every trial to triumph. And let Jesus be exalted in the life of every worker. Let Jesus be glorified. Let Jesus be praised. Now begin to dedicate yourself into the hands of the Lord. And say, Father, surround me with your holy presence. Father, destroy every works of Satan in my life and my family. Lord, empower me by your power. Bring me into partnership with my destiny helpers. Let it be well with me. Let it be well with my family. Let it be well with my children. Let it be well with my career. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father, we want to bless your name. We thank you once again for this great month. We pray for all church workers all over the world. Father, we pray that you will show them mercy. Lord, we pray that every mountain that is standing before them, let them melt before them. Father, we pray that in this month and in the months ahead, you will make every church worker to manifest your glory. Father, fill the mouth of every church worker with amazing testimonies. Thank you, dear Holy Spirit. We give you all the glory and the praise. Thank you for the privilege, Father, to be together and to fellowship with you, our chief executive officer. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. All right, you can just wave at somebody at distance from you and say, don't come close me. I am standing for myself. All right, good day. God bless you. Please be seated and let's just examine the word of God in the next few minutes. Some time ago, I shared with us on the principles we are going to be looking at. And I will help you. If you have ears to hear, then you should open your ears wide and hear. Because I'm going to be showing you a secret on how you can excel in post-COVID-19. Situations don't happen in our lives and then instead of you overcoming the storms, you are rather consuming the storms. Trials don't come on our way to destroy us. Trials come on our way to make us better. And so I shared with us that the first thing you must do in order for you to be able to build yourself and to become successful in life or in leadership is you must clothe yourself with humility. That's the first principle. Because when you're humble, it is easy for God to lead you. It is easy for men that God will bring into your life to guide you, to teach you, and to instruct you. But when there is no humility and you're very proud and arrogant inside of you, there is nothing that God can do himself. The Bible says that God resisted the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. Humble people, it's easy for you to be able to put them right. And that's why they find exaltation. So you can go back into the tape of that ministration. Then number two pillar that we're considering today is make your calling and your election sure. Make your calling and your election sure. Now, if you don't have a clear understanding for the purpose why you are in this world, you will be wasting your time. You don't understand the reason why you are where you are and what God expects you to do. You discover that instead of becoming an asset, you become a liability. People who are thrown out of job and nobody considers their presence are people that are liabilities. But when you become an asset, you'll be treasured. When you become an asset, you'll be treasured. That's the same thing in the kingdom of God. Even in the sight of God, when you are a liability, he throws you out. That's why he said the tree that does not bear fruit. He said, I will cut it off. You are not needed in my house. The people that God works on their lives consistently, pruning them to become better, are people that are bearing fruits. That means you become an asset. Now, you don't understand your calling. You don't understand the purpose of your creation. You don't understand the purpose why you're a man, or the reason why you're a woman, or the reason why you're a husband, and the reason why you're a wife. You will abuse the whole purpose. So you will live your life complaining, murmuring, and saying all kinds of things. But men and women that understand their calling, you don't hear complaint come out of their mouth. You don't see them sit down with people that have no bearing, has no purpose. I don't sit down with anybody that is a gossiper, because I know that gossipers are destroyers of lives. Don't tell me what they say, because you will tell them what I have not said. But you must understand your calling, or else you'll be drifted. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. There's something I want you to underline in that scriptures. If you do these things, what I'm sharing with you, you will never fall. You will never become a failure. There is no amount of mountain or stumbling block any power or forces can put before you. If you can just understand your calling and do the things that I'm telling you, success is guaranteed. Understand your calling. Understanding will help you to approach life differently. I consistently say anytime I'm talking anywhere, I don't believe in tomorrow. I don't believe in it. I believe in today. Whatever I must accomplish, I see today as if today is my only last day. If God gives me the privilege to see tomorrow, good and fine. But I plan for tomorrow, today. Because I see life differently. I am active in the spirit. I am active in my mind. I am active in my body. That does not mean that my body doesn't get weak. That does not mean that my system doesn't get tired. But I refuse to allow tiredness, weakness of the body dictate my emotions. Because I know that I don't have tomorrow. I have today. That's why you read the Bible. The Bible says, do not say, there are many more months ahead of you. Think about today. What you have is the gift of today. That's why you think differently. That's why you approach life differently. That's why you approach system differently. Because you understand your calling. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 2 to 5. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 2 to 5. Making your ear attentive to wisdom. See people flock into church. Millions of people. They are leaving church and church is leaving them. They don't draw wisdom. What is going to make you successful is wisdom. Put your ears to wisdom. And then inclining your heart. That means shift your heart to the place of understanding. Yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you call for it, if you go for it, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures. If the amount of time people put into looking for what they can eat, look into the amount of time they put into how much they can dress themselves, they are seeking for understanding that way, silver and gold will follow you. I was discussing the board meeting with my family, and I was telling them what money is. We read from a book that is one of the believers in the Lord that is a multi-billionaire that have succeeded in the midst of the storms and the challenges of life. And they were giving believers how believers can manage resources and build resources. And one of the things he said is, money is idea. Money is idea. Idea comes into your mind.
and you know how to develop the idea, it becomes money. You seek for it as silver. People die trying to get silver. People crush themselves trying to get money. The young man that was killed, you may call it, because of course he had his own past, but the young man that was killed in America, he was sustaining two jobs in order to get silver and gold to feed his 6-year-old child and try to help the family. 40-something-year-old man. He was working as a security man. And when he's done with security job, at a particular time, after putting in about 10 hours, he will move to another job, trying to seek for silver. But the Bible says if you can search for it, you can look for understanding in the same way to understand your calling. Understand your calling. Understand your purpose in life. Look at what he said. He said, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge of God. You will understand then. You will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So you see, what happens? Understanding brings stability in your life. Understanding brings calmness in the midst of the storms. The greatest thing you can seek for is true knowledge. True knowledge. This COVID-19 is making so many people great. At the same time, it's making so many people poor and wretched. This COVID-19 is making so many people active in Christ. And it's making a lot of people to backslide and get cold. It's a matter of knowledge. It's a matter of understanding the time and the season. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27. Whoever restrains his word has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. When you see people are cool and calm in the midst of the storm, they're excited in the midst of the storm, you should know that they have understanding. They have understanding. They are not afraid of any bad news. They are not afraid of what the media will say. They are not afraid of what the government will declare. They are not afraid because they have understanding. They are calm. They are cool. They are collected. Because they are well prepared. They are prepared for the present. They are prepared for the future. Building a young family many years ago, I have a principle because of the understanding I have. I never wanted to become a prophet like the prophet read in the Bible. I am a student. I learn from history. I don't ever want to be called a man of God, and then if God peradventure I expired my life, then I leave my family stranded. Yes, I am a worker. Yes, I am a preacher. But that does not stop me from using my hands to get and build the future, to secure the future for my descendants. The Bible says a good father leaveth inheritance, vision, value, and virtues for his children. I wasn't looking to anybody to come and be dashing me money. I work by myself. I develop system by myself to secure the future. When my family were young, I would usually tell them and said, you better weep today and smile tomorrow. Because I had understanding. I had good knowledge. Some of my friends that were of the same ranking, you may call it, in life and ministry, they would be eating meat and eating all kinds of things. I would be regulating what we eat. I am the one that would draw the timetable for the family. I will go to the market with my wife to buy stuff. I know what we can buy and what we will not buy. Even though we have the money, I will not buy. Sometimes I will take the family on a trip instead of us taking a taxi from the in front of our house right down to where my office or the church we were going. You realize that we will trek halfway and enter halfway. The 5 naira I will save, I was saving it somewhere. I was thinking. I went to the place called Redfield then. It was a little bit bushy after the government house. and I was buying a plot of land. I was thinking, peradventure, when these children will grow and finish their secondary school, and I'm not alive, they should be able to sell a plot of land to pay their school fees. They should be able to take care of. I was talking. Sometimes my wife would say, Daddy, don't talk as if you're going to die soon. I said, no. A man of destiny thinks about the day of his birth and the day of his death. Having understanding, because I read in the Bible that two sons of a prophet were sold because of an irresponsible father that does not understand his calling. Understanding will make your calling impactful and profitable. When you understand your calling, you understand what you need to do. Always sharing with my family, and I've shared with many of my leaders, the seasons of life. Cash in on every moment of your life. Don't allow when your flight is supposed to be flying, you play, you joke with play here and there. You think you have all the time to waste. There is a time to taxi in life. There is a time to take off in life. There is a time to fly in the sky. And there is a time of landing. That's why Jesus himself will say, I must work the work of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man shall work. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13. The Bible says, blessed is the one who finds wisdom. Wisdom is not cheap. Wisdom is not cheap. That's why it is something you find. It takes a lot of energy for you to find wisdom. Wisdom is not cheap. It's not common on the street. Now, if there is a young man here sitting down hearing me, for instance, a word of wisdom I've just said, there is a time to taxi, there is a time for flight takeoff, there is a time for the flight to fly, and there is a time for landing. You don't say to yourself, well, I'm still 12 years old. If I tell you what I was doing when I was 12 years old, it will amaze you. If I tell you what I was doing when I was 8 years old, it will amaze you. When I was 16 years old, if you know what I was doing, it will shock your mind. I utilized my youthful and teenage days. I did it consciously and deliberately. The Bible says, blessed is the one who finds wisdom. I pray over your life. This year, wisdom will be your friend. Wisdom will be your family friend. And the one who gets understanding, look at it, for the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. What is going to keep silver and gold that people are killing themselves for? It is understanding. Have the understanding of times. When I volunteered myself to be working in certain places and say, don't pay me. Just give me the opportunity to develop my skill. I didn't read it from any book. By wisdom, I knew that the only way I can conquer life is for me to gain wisdom from people that have gone ahead of me. So I work, I serve. And it is those services that attracts money. I've never depended on people's tithe as a preacher. I've never depended on people's offering. I have learned from the words of Paul the Apostle. He said, my hand has fetched things for me. You know, let me tell you this, and you may be a pastor watching, and let me tell you the truth. It doesn't matter the number of crowd that are applauding you and shouting, hey, the day you are no more, if I give your family 1 month, they will all forget that you ever existed. Get your understanding of time. Build your family. Build your family. Be a wise mother. You don't see your child that is 20-something years old playing around and you think that he's still a young person? Understanding makes you to draw your potential for the purpose of fulfilling your assignment. Understanding makes you to draw out the potentials that are inside of you. every one of you that is sitting down and all of you that are watching by television or anywhere, there's something God has put inside of you. Don't you ever think that because of the location where you are, you have a limitation. There is a treasure in you. You must understand what that treasure is. It comes by understanding. I've never believed, I have never, never in my life believed that America is greater than Nigeria. And I will never believe. Because what is in Nigeria, America doesn't even have. It's the eyes you see. That's why I will travel around the world. I will travel to the U.S. and I will spend 5 days. It's like I've spent several years. I want to come back to Africa. I am eager. People are fighting. People are lying. People are cheating to just get a 1 month visa to go and disappear there. I know pastors right now that have been in America for the past 10 years trying to get American paper. They could not come back home. 10 years. And as I talk to you, their family sometimes will be disturbing me for help. The father has been there looking for paper. And I said, why are you wasting your time? Because he has no understanding. Or they have no understanding. It will bring out the potentials. And you know what? If you want to lick orange and get the juices out of orange, do you just put it on your lips? And then the orange will come out. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And sometimes some of us are very, 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 very extra. And you will squeeze the thing until you get the last drop. Because you want to bring out the juice out of it. If the juices, the potential in your life does not meet pressure, the potential will not come out. You need pressure. Circumstances will be created for you to be a better person. I pray as I close, none of you will waste away your season. None of you will waste away your time. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me close with these scriptures. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 5. La baya gabara, jebrega dena urushia. People will attend church and come out of church. Then you just see them begin to do some stuff. You will ask yourself a question. Did they hear the word? Because they don't even understand the purpose of their birth. You see a man that is supposed to be an elder in church, a pastor, living carelessly. It amazes me. You see, let me say this before I get to. Whether you like it or you don't, whether you know it or you don't, just you as a person, there are hundreds of lives that are connected to you in the next 100 years. In the next 100 years, what you do with your life today will either make 100 years from now a generation to be standing out, or a generation will be closed up in a darkness. That's why when I see some parents allow their little kids jumping here and there, instead of you to know that when the child is still young, it is a time for you to regulate. You just allow the child from morning to evening jumping, flying here and there. My mother didn't have the privilege of going to school. She's a queen. She's a princess. Her grandfather, her father was a royal man. He was the richest. She's the last born. But hear me. My mother was molded and trained at the age of 16. Hear me well. At the age of 16, my mother built more than 6-7 bedroom cement house when most houses were clay houses. At the age of 16, growing up as children, my mother and my dad didn't give us space. What you call space, didn't give us space. My mother will always say these words. But Musa me say paru the mover. I'm a co in the cookie. Zakurayu. We don't know what may happen to any one of us. But anywhere you go, you will be able to live and survive and succeed. She doesn't know how to read. As an adult, as a mother, she started going to an evening class to learn how to read A, B, C, D. And as little children, she will come around and put us down. She will teach us how to read A, B, C. After our work, little children, just around 4 years, my elder brother was 7, who was going to be with the Lord. And she will take us. We will be pounding, sweeping, washing. Then she will give us probably 1-2 hours to play. After that, walk. That has fashioned our lives. That has fashioned the way we think. Let me close with this. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 5. Proverbs 20 verse 5. The purpose in a man's heart is like deep water. But a man of understanding will draw it out. I pray you will draw out your potentials. I pray you will draw out your potentials. I pray you will draw out your potentials. As you go home, Kalamarosha. The purpose in a man's heart, the calling in a man's life is like deep waters. That's why people get frustrated. Because the hook they are using is too short. When they throw it into the well, it does not go down. They will try with ropes, but they can't fetch any water. It takes understanding. It takes understanding to draw it out. One of my friends many years ago came to me in my house and he said, Abubo, you're too strict on certain things. And I said to him, yes, I am. Because tomorrow I will not need to be strict as I am. Because the house has been casted and has become a concrete. But while the concrete is being mixed, I must make sure that the mixture and the content is right. I said that word. And he said, what did you say? I said, while I am mixing the concrete, it's still water. I must make sure the content and the measures I put together, they are right. So that when it's set, I have no fear of cracks, of collapse. A man on the understanding will draw it out. I would like to pray with you right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I bless your name, Father, for speaking to us. I thank you because you love us. And Father, you've come to show us the way in the midst of crisis in the world. You said to us that there is so much we can do in this time. To bring out the great treasure that is in our lives. This world is not meant for the agents of darkness to have it. This world is meant for the children of light to have dominion in it. And precious Father, I pray for every of your sons and your daughters all over the world. And the ones who have the privilege of life ministration. I pray that in the days ahead, you will call for deeper reflection. In the heart and the life of every man and woman. I pray, my God and my Father. Every young lady, every young man, every adult here. I pray that the days ahead will be days of reconsideration. I pray that areas that needs a total amendment. Father God, that you will cause that amendment to take place. I pray that the hand of God will rest upon you as you go home. And let the word of God keep ministering into your spirit and your heart. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Place your hand on your head and let me pray. Father, I pray your healing upon every life. Nobody will become a victim of every arrow of sickness, every arrow of disease. Lord, I decree and declare that everything they need for life and godliness, Father, let the angels of the Lord be dispatched into their lives. And I pray, receive grace to be active in the Spirit. Receive grace to be strong in the Spirit. That how old you are, I pray that your strength shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Go home in this might and rejoice in the presence of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Just go ahead and stand on your feet right now. First of all, I want you to take note for the next few weeks before we will have a partial congregation. For you in this zone, it is every Friday, and it is on a 1 hour, 2 minute service. So please help out yourself and make sure that in this time,